I'm so glad that he gave me another shot at this, because last year I wanted my friend Brian Turco to be here from Port 5, but you had like a fender bender happen on the way to the diner tour. We never talked about this. Well, you and I did, but on the air we never talked about this.
Brand new car.
You're like, I'm not bitter about it at all.
May 4th. I bought it, and what did we do it? Three weeks later?
The force was not with you then. May the 4th was not with you then. Holy cow. Well, I'm glad that second time was a charm. And that you're here, Brian Turco. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you?
I am good. I'm so excited because I love Port 5. I love the work that you guys do. I love our veterans. I love everybody that you work with to support our veterans. I mean, first of all, talk about Port 5, what you guys are all about.
Well, we're the Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans. We are one of the oldest veteran organizations in the country. Our roots go back to 1866. So
not too shabby.
No, not too bad. We're located at 69 Brewster Street in Black Rock. We have the best views around. And in my opinion, nobody does more for our local veterans in Port 5.
Yeah, you guys really partner with a lot of great organizations. We've had you on before, for example, with Tunnels to Towers and just so many others. And it's amazing. How do you figure out the needs of local veterans?
People come to us all the time, usually confidentially, sometimes publicly. Like we support Madera's House, which is part of the Homes for the Brave organization, which is for the women's veterans because they kind of get overlooked. Mm. We actually hold some money for them, and when they need something, we'll buy it for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we do a lot of fundraising for them. Just a lot of it's word of mouth. We have almost 1,500 members, so we have quite a network.
Wow. And, I mean, are they just Bridgeport, or are they surrounding communities? I mean, where are you seeing veterans from? Mostly here in Bridgeport?
Yeah, mostly Bridgeport, greater Bridgeport area.
Yeah.
It's not inclusive to any town, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all about, and that's what I'm all about, is helping my fellow vets.
So if people can come and visit Port 5,
absolutely.
Right? I mean, tell me that vibe.
Well, I mean,
you're laughing at me because I have still not made it to Port 5, which is just, it's actually deplorable. I don't even know why you talk to me anymore. Well, I'm a horrible friend, honestly, because I keep wanting to go there.
Well,
I do.
I need you to get on the air. That's why. So, and I'm going to put you on the spot here later.
Perfect, do it.
To Port 5.
That's fine.
So, I mean, we're right on the water. You know, we have a large outside deck. We have an upper deck, a lower deck, a full bar, a full galley with an executive chef. The food is fantastic. We have all kinds of events. And our website is port5usa.com, or you can find us on our Facebook page, which I also run. And everything we do is on our Facebook page. That's the best way to follow us.
And you guys have a lot of events. Like I said, the Tunnels to Towers, I'm kind of talking off, you know, the top of my head, but because I don't have the dates in front of me. But you guys have a lot of consistent, I think, events that go on throughout the year, right? I mean, and is that something you can get on your website, I would imagine, or is that more, you know, staying on the social media? I realize I'm still in the whole website era in my brain, but a lot of people have kind of moved to social media, staying in the know.
It's on both, but our Facebook page is updated constantly because we do so much. You know, I'm usually posting 3 or 4 things a day. You know, like just over the next couple of weeks, and with this week we have Black Rock Day. We're marching in the Black Rock Day parade. We have Simple Gym in our parking lot at 2 o'clock. It's open to the public, free of charge, cheapest drinks around. You know, we got a movie night coming up in the parking lot. We're watching Dirty Dancing. Last year we did Jaws, and we got a ton of people for that.
That's so fun.
Yeah, we're having a 250th birthday bash at Port 5 on July 4th. We have a pig roast coming up. We you know, we just do a lot for our members.
That's what I mean. You guys are always doing something, and you're so community-based, which is so cool. I'm so glad you handed me this because you knew I was not going to have the date in front of me. So October 17th this year is going to be your Tunnel to Towers Foundation 5K run and climb.
Well, the climb is just part of, that's the series. They just did the one in New York City over the weekend in the Empire State Building. So we're just doing a run because it's flat down there in Black Rock.
You're like, yeah, I could run it. We're good. We're good.
So I'm trying to get you to come down.
I know. So last year I was going to do the run. And then what happened?
It was your sister's wedding.
It was my sister. Son of a biscuit. She had to get married to the love of her life. Why did she do that? Okay, I'm just joking. Okay, so wait, we're talking. And I have the calendar right in front of me. As you can see, I'm scrolling. So October 17th, I'm open. So I am putting it here. There's no sister wedding there. So let's see.
Would you like to MC it?
I mean, I would love to MC it. Okay. That is above my pay grade, though. I do have to check with my bosses on that. But yeah, I'm sure I can. I'm sure I can. Between you, me, and the 60,000 listeners right now, I'm sure I could do it. I'm writing it right now.
It's easy to ask for forgiveness and permission.
Right? So this is why you and I would get into so much trouble together, Brian. We do get into trouble together. That's true. We do. And it's at 8:30 in the morning is the race. Again, Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans. This is going to start at... Is it on Brewster Street where it's starting?
It's right at Ellsworth Park, right outside. Outside of, it finishes and ends right at Port 5. And, you know, after the
That's
race,
awesome.
After the race, we have 7 or 8 food vendors all donated. We had Sally's Pizza last year. They made pizza for 1,000 people and delivered it.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Jersey Mike's, Hummel's Hot Dogs, the Italian Kitchen, Testo's in Monroe.
Yes.
It was phenomenal. And it had 7 or 8 food vendors. So you come down for $40, you get a t-shirt and you can eat and drink all day for free afterwards at Port 5. It's phenomenal.
It's also just really amazing that you guys do the work that you do for so many. Again, when you talk about 1,500 or so members, I mean, those are people right here in our own backyard. And one of the things that I always talk about supporting local is, you know, especially now where the dollar is very tight for people, you want to know that it's going to people who are in your grocery stores or in yes. your classrooms or in your office spaces or in your neighborhood. And these are veterans right here that are, you know, maybe sitting at the diner with us.
Correct.
That's so cool.
And veterans usually don't ask for help.
Oh, they never ask for help ever. Yeah. I feel they, I don't think they, I don't know. I've had veterans in my family who have both since passed, but both of them, even when you would visibly see, like, if there was something going on, it's like, nope, everything is good.
Yeah.
So to be able to, you know, give even when they may not directly come right up to you, I think is a really big deal.
We are also hosting, because I don't have enough to do in my spare time, a Bridgeport Tunnels to Towers 5K run walk local heroes gala.
Oh, that's cool. When's that?
On 9/11, the 25th anniversary at our partner Testo's restaurant in Monroe.
Wow.
It's a $250 awesome. Plate, black tie optional dinner. Alyssa Taglia, a good friend of mine from News 8.
She's
going to be the MC. She's
beautiful.
She's fantastic.
I love her.
We have a keynote speaker coming in that I'm still working on, but it's going to be a fantastic evening. And that's on the Port 5 page also.
Okay, cool. I'll write that one down too.
And then we have a meet and greet next week to honor Dan Onofrio.
Dan, he's coming on later.
Yeah, I know.
Aw, Danny.
But I told him I'd plug him early because I'm involved with that with the Marines that come
in. Oh, I'm sure he loved that.
Yeah.
Danny, you want to talk about somebody who doesn't want help, Danny will be like, oh no. Yeah, but we're bringing you up, Dan Onofrio. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, I love that. That's amazing. Fantastic. So you can find all this. Give people one more time your website for more information, Brian.
Port5USA.com and check out the Port 5 Facebook page. And I'd like to give a shout out to a fellow veteran, Patrick Gallagher. He's a very good friend of mine. He's in the hospital right now, so he can use some thoughts and prayers.
We are on it, Patrick. I'm going to put you right at the top of our prayer list right there. Thank you. I hope that he, I hope he recovers. I don't know what he's going through, but that's awful. I'm sorry that he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Brian, I adore you and Port 5 and everything that you guys do. Thank you for being on the Diner Tour.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No car accidents.
No.
Never again.
I was saying, if I get hit again today, I'm never.
You're like, I'm not talking to this girl anymore. We're not doing anything. Forget Diner Tour. I'm done with this girl. But no, it didn't happen today.
No.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
That's
so far.
A really good day.
It's
so
early.
Far.
Still early.
Oh, Brian Turco. I'm so glad that I got to start things off with you. Thank you so much. And again, Port 5, definitely check them out. A lot of great events happening this summer and coming up in the fall. You don't want to miss it. Check out Port 5. We are going to be right back. You are listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour.
Thank you very much.
Oh.